Hello. Welcome to the Hey Okie King podcast. I'm your host, Ryder. We get into this podcast on Christmas? Christmas podcast? No way. What are we going to talk about, Ryder? Let's talk about thankfulness. Let's talk about progression and advancements one time. For the most expansive thing one can do is find who they are and say, I think I can do more. I think I can be more than this. We ask yourself a million days, when does our journey end? Where does it end? How does it end? And where must I go to find myself pieced anew? Perhaps I must go to the desert. Perhaps I can find myself safely entangled inside the strange jungle. A place of my mind, a place that I could see myself expanding deeper and deeper into a new state of consciousness where I was completely able to just jump into the new realm, no problem, no fears. It wasn't just the jungle to me. It was a location I've always been. It's better than a drowned, empty city. But a beautiful pursuit towards the unknown, towards the grand beauty of life, is beyond what it tells you. In this great land, we find ourselves crossed between a current level of consciousness in which we wish to and wish not to journey. You find yourself lost often in the world that you don't understand. But if you look at the world with a blurry lens applied, you may just be able to ascertain that life is what you make of it. Sometimes we get lost inside of this mindset that life is approachable from all angles of discovery. Strange world. But don't ever belly ache yourself just into the submissions of the world around you and actively try to pursue your own findings. Sandy is only claimed by those that wish not to strike deeper into their conscious discovery of the unknown. In the strange desert, we find ourselves in the small lotus jungle. Inside of this jungle, you may just even come across the strange fractal world beyond our mind's comprehension, an extract world of branching off, the tangent world. And here are ideas expand upon themselves for further curiosity. And I find myself constantly pondering the same thing. What is a life without adventure if only to submit toward the workforce? Well, the workforce apparently allows you to afford the adventure, so I guess it all is comparative to the motion of those that try. You see, the Hey Okie King podcast is important for one reason. It's not just a podcast. It's a way of compressing those thoughts and ideas, concepts in my mind that are trapped, crouched by myself, and further expanding them into a audio platform for those to listen to, even connect to that level of understanding that we are both connected to and relate to one another. This is the Deep World, December 25th, 2023. The new year approaches soon. I have to ask myself, do I want to spend my life being in fear of not knowing what I'm doing? Go nowhere else and watch as I plateau as the person I am, or do I truly want to expand and create a better me, one that is more refined? It seems the steps I have to attain said goals are not so far off, but it definitely is a pacing method. As those say, pick up the pace, but I'm often afraid because I've already been so patient. I sometimes feel like I have exhausted my very patience as there is. I hate to feel like I live in other people's world. No one else can ever live in mine at times. Selfishly, I just don't feel I have to constantly adjust to fit into the prerogative of someone else's story, or be deemed selfish to spend my lonesome. The world's a strange place, and even though you can go to as much as you want, you will always be able to keep the manifestation of the true state of consciousness that you are alive. And since you are alive, the only thing you can do is further out-perspective yourself with the next encroaching desire, want being the root of all things. The perspective change is truly just a want, and can achieve itself when it is ready. I felt a little dark all of a sudden. As I stare and standing in the tempo of the moon, the full moon, almost to the perfect zenith of the sky. Once again to the point, could it almost be cold, radiating light, standing upon the clouds, humidity factor. Am I hunching? Am I out of shape? Am I destroying my peace? Am I destroying my body? Am I destroying my very consciousness of things? The fear that my life is just a retaliation attempt. I'm scared and not willing to put in all the effort for this. So here's the side effect, here's the problem, here's where the trouble started. But I don't want no more trouble, I just want to feel a little bit at home, a little bit at peace. Should have put in thousands of dollars away, Ryder, thousands. You gotta be sitting there wondering about the fear in your own pain. I too get a little afraid, friend. Why is it when the world doesn't just allow you to consume a way of better stature without asking with the hand held high, out in front of your face? Please respect me and my tough times, sir. Expand upon that, an empty vessel that we create in our minds. Does our mind expand upon itself? Or does it just learn anew way of thinking? Do we technically have to be exposed by experiences or by just the knowledge of experiences? Is learning a formulative process that input ratios and values hold different stances and different forms? Is this as simple as life needs to be? The near approaches my needs and desires become almost synonymous in their stance. I wish to have better footing. Perhaps I'll trade off the sickening filth of my mind, and I'll trade off the connection to smoking marijuana for peace and perspective. Trade it off for the newfound acquisition of stability in my head, stability in my ways, my thinking. I need to be clear of thinking to truly be the best person I can be of me. But I'm still not certain how I would like to proceed with my life at the moment, my living situation. I can't move here until after my court date, regardless, so I have a few months. I live in a strange world where the only thing I truly think is needed. Oh yeah, court isn't for me, by the way. Wild story. I've been subpoenaed to go to court. It's not necessarily my trial, so don't worry. I'm not in any trouble. Life and perspective. Insanity reaches all of those that can't bear the sanity of the weight upon them. Oh, God, as we crash amongst ourselves, where does the peace truly lie? One could say that I've been lost for a while. One could say that I only found myself in a world that didn't truly exist, and that world crumbled a long time ago. A perspective imbalance, a state of mind where I said, I only need to attempt to achieve small things, but the effort is the issue, because I find myself lazy. In the new year, I definitely want to go back in with the energy aspect of a youth ready to move about. I found the exact direct correlation with inactivity with the degradation of movement and grace within one's body. Never a good situation. Never. And if I degrade as someone physically, as I've witnessed the movements of a newborn, I've witnessed the advanced motor usage of something fresh, something young, where at my age I can find myself sitting like a stone that has not moved in some long time. The elements adhering me to the ground, fixing myself into the world. I'm getting older faster and weaker sooner for my application of the death. You may not understand. And this jungle is not a perspective of being lost. This jungle is a perspective of trying to find a foreign peace, a remote state of the mind's consciousness that we are not quite aware of and are still in question of. This state of consciousness is much like the jungle in its form of exploration. It's deep, it's vast. You must safari your way, brushing through the mighty tall ferns, large tree branches, and strange amounts of water that quickly approach from the falling sky. These being the lessons that we will learn, the lessons that we teach ourselves as we walk through the world. These are performed discovery mindset. I don't know what any of this shit is, but if this was a game, you better believe I'm pressing X to examine all of it. Let's fill out this catalog. Let's learn that new move. Let's see how much further we can run. Let's compare ourselves constantly to ourselves in the new high score, new record kind of mindset. Can we lift weight? Interesting. But can we lift weight longer than we lifted it last time? Can we lift more weight? Can we lift more weight and longer than we used to lift weight when we started? It's a natural perspective. Fluidity of the mind. Fluidity of the mind comes from the intangibility of activities. You must expand. You must attempt to perceive new paths of the mind and the soul. The body flows with the mind that moves. And the mind moves with the body that flows. I've been lost in small, shitty New England towns. I've been lost near the Everglades in small spots of Florida. I've been lost in California off of the coast of a small island. I have been lost in Florida, off the coast of a large island as well. I've been lost in Vermont, off the edge of the road and the parking ride near a ski resort. I've been lost in the road by the divine perspective that there is so much. Why am I holding myself back by clinging to the memories of being lost in these places? I guess I'm angry at my level of impatience and I wish to have filmed faster. Yet it is not possible. So I torture myself. I torture myself in the mindset that things can be different. But I still find myself in a world where others attempt to guilt me for not being respected of what they want. I don't want to feel lost in the world just living inside of someone else's. I want to know that I can make my world beautiful with my own hands, don't you see? My own hands, unbloody. My own hands, unstained. My own hands, I'm dirty. But I've often found in life that there's no way of perceiving and achieving a goal if you cannot do these things. Because clean hands have seen no work. And no work sees no change. The pendulums allow one to expand upon their thinking, to expand upon their direction. For a pendulum spins both keen and free form, determined only by itself. You push the pendulum, the natural application of small changes of winds, chaos elements infiltrate. Has there been a sudden movement? Is there suddenly more energetical strain in one direction? Your life shouldn't necessarily spin like a pendulum. You should just know that it can spin if you give it action. If you give it movement. This perspective of today on this fine Christmas evening. The world is being the things you want it to be. If you know what beauty is, you'll find it anywhere. We are lost not only inside the jungle of our lives, lost in the busy city sidewalk, lost in the mountainous town deep, found in the rustic rural center. Deeper, deeper in the land, you will find not only this, but you will find the whole seaside resort town. What can I say? Who can really turn down a fresh lobster roll? Who can turn down salty air from the sea, or the deep, deep aroma of balsam fir in the mountains, the cold weighted gravity that pushes across you in these native dwelling lands, an older world, much older and deeper. New world where we can expand that is old to other but new to ourselves. The expansion of knowledge in which that is old is now new. For the new and the old will always come down to the now. Because the now is the only perspective that we can think and ponder the new and the old to encapsulate the new prerogative. Could you say, what is an absolute expansion of oneself anyway? Am I truly only going into the world to experience a life? I don't feel like my flame's faded. Sometimes I just feel sleepy. I guess staying up late at night, not using my time wisely, has destroyed me, decimated my peace in certain ways. But it's given me the perspective that I am the one that selectively chose to believe my peace was destroyed. Perhaps this jungle is more than meets the eye, for I feel truly lost, thinking that I could see anything new, anything past the old. Collective circumstances, I don't like to live in a haughty and insulting form, represent to a perception. Take me in the now, or maybe I'm too selfish to expect that of anyone. Maybe my world is made up of nonsense. Or maybe the world is just nonsense itself. Today, Christmas is the number one search thing on the search. What do you think about that, Internet? Hey, Yuki King, your podcast is brought to you by Bad Weekend Productions. We've got Bad Weekend, we've got Taint Town Music, we've got various podcasts, and you know, most importantly of all, we just got real. We're coming at you with the right shit. We're coming at you with the mind, with the mood. And this is the most important day, very important day. Spending the holidays where it's warm is very nice. It's not like just freezing your ass off. It's not like freezing your ass off and not getting snow. Christmas doesn't feel Christmassy anymore. It looks like it's been commercialized and compartmentalized by capitalism in these parts. I didn't even see that many commercials, honestly. It just seems like people know what the products are. They get everything from the phone. I don't fucking know. But not seeing snow has affected a part of my peace. My mind expects snow. Who doesn't see it? The land in which I live is gray and dead, and the land in which I'm in now is very nice. The subtropical air. It's like 60 degrees, very peaceful. You didn't think that we would be lost again inside the same world that we are always lost in, did you? This subtropical land comes down to one thing, man. I don't want no screen protector because it makes the screen look a little bit darker than I want it to. Yeah, I mean, look at that battery. A fine new device with a completely functioning keyboard. Sometimes we get a little stuck. We get lost. And in that lost state, we ask ourselves, well, what would you do? Well, what would you do? Yes. Heyoka King. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, my funky friend Joe? I said to my grandfather as he walked into the room. He was something of an Italian and something of an Irishman. Good joke you might get if you're a little bit older. Never be a made man, guy. Never be a made man. Lost myself in my own place, my own stuck, pathetic existence. It seemed like I was getting bare minimum because I didn't fight. I fought enough to get my freedoms, but didn't fight much further after that to actually do anything smart with my time. I was overly rebellious, and I bite the fucking mark in my ass every night, in which I have to say, fuck. Maybe I was just being a little bit too much of an emotional bitch. Maybe in the end, I am my bad guy. Perhaps one day, hopefully soon, I can learn what is needed to change my guilt from who I've been and what I've done to, hey, my name's Ryder. Look at me, I can give a proper handshake. Look at me. I am ready to smile. Christmas is the most wonderful time because you can learn that Thanksgiving is a fun day to watch your family that says that they're healthy stuff their fucking face. And Christmas isn't that far away. And you can see the constant flow of weight, all of your family, even your pets. And you just say, damn. That's pretty wild. Maybe this is just natural human hibernation time. Oh, hi, Rhina. Who are you? I'm the Oka King. That's pretty wild. How did that happen? I am out of my funk, but my true existing path flows inside that of the sacred cloud. The sacred cloud has been negated. Potential listed me very well, but I'm shrouded by my own persistence of mind. Perhaps soon you'll understand that there's nothing more important than wondering, is the world beautiful? And then just seeing it.